I think it's too soon to tell of any meaningful sort of outcome. It's barely 3 months. So, but we are elated, we're high spirited, and we hope that, you know, going forward, there's a lot positive and more constructive change insofar as the Malaysian administration is concerned.
Taking a more macro view, China has been Malaysia's largest trading partner for the last 9 consecutive years. China is also Malaysia's largest source of imports. Has the broader escalating trade tensions between China and the US impacted Malaysian businesses in China?
To some extent, yes. Especially if you look at some of these Malaysian interests where they set up their plants, in particular within the Jiangsu province, you know, Suzhou area and the southern part. So I was told of late that there has been impact, because you've got to bear in mind quite a few companies are involved in manufacturing semiconductor. So their market, their final destination is not just within China. So they manufacture here, use it as a hub, but the final exporting market is to the US and to Europe.
So intermediary products, right?
That's right.
So have these products been also slapped by US tariffs?
Yeah, and well, as long as you are made in China, and the owners could be, you know, different countries, it doesn't matter, but it's based here.
How concerned are these Malaysian companies being affected, you know, by these tariffs, and how are they positioned to actually respond or perhaps mitigate this impact?
It happened too soon. Everything, you know, just comes in for the past 1 month or so, especially the escalation started. Having said that, I don't think a trade war benefits anyone. So everybody tends to lose. Now, as far as the Malaysian players are concerned, I was told a working force, a task force, has been formed to sort of have the first-hand information and try to convey it and pass along within our members, especially those in these particular sectors.
Any expectations from Mahathir's visit to China and also from Malaysia's new administration perhaps regarding China-Malaysia ties from the perspective of Malaysian businesses in China?
From the chamber level, we are trying to sort of spread the news to them that, no, look, any country with the right mind, we can't do without having working together and collaborating with China. This is the second most largest economy in the world. Generally, we are confident, we are positive, that right now, Malaysia needs some time to do some internal housekeeping. But going forward, I tend to believe that we've got better and sort of more rooms to collaborate, you know.